As we continue on, if you are an automotive type person, you might want to stick around for the next few minutes. We're going to visit with somebody who is manufacturing a very unique product that's related to automobiles. It's called a cocoa mat, and we'll find out what that is in just a moment. Jeff Allwine is with us, talking to us from down in the Charlotte area. Well, Jeff, before we talk about what cocoa mats are, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was in real estate development in the California area for a long time and wanted to get into something else, and this package came along by mistake. DHL was shipped it to me by mistake, and it was a cocoa fiber, and I used to have cocoa mats when I was a kid. And I contacted the factory, and the next thing you know, after so many things going on, I was in the cocoa mat business, my wife and I, and she probably questions it still to this day, but it's you know, we put everything, our heart and soul, into this thing, and we make a really good product. And so that's where I started in California. We moved to Connecticut, and then we moved to South Carolina about 15 years ago. We're looking for better manufacturing capabilities and people, and it's worked out so far.
Tell us a little bit, and I know that one of your associates actually spoke with Jay Leno about this on one of his podcasts, but these mats go back. A lot of high-end cars used to have them over the years. Tell me a little bit what a cocoa mat is, what it's made of, and why it's still part of the automotive ecosphere, so to speak.
Yeah, sure. The cocoa mat started back in the early 50s when they used to have rubber on the floor of Porsches, Mercedes, BMWs. That's kind of where they came through. Those manufacturers, German manufacturers. And so you'd have a rubber floor mat on the car, and then you'd put this cocoa mat on there. And it's a woven fiber, so it comes from the husk of coconuts, and it's woven so the dirt kind of filters through. So they would put these on these cars so you wouldn't see the dirt on the top of them, and then you'd pull the mat out, and you'd kind of sweep underneath it or vacuum and put them back in the car again. And it's kind of funny that they had cocoa mats on top of rubber, and now they're putting rubber on top of carpet. You know, that's the big thing, the McNeils and the WeatherTech mats. But they were around for the BMWs, the Porsches, Mercedes, for the 50s, 60s, and then they came over here in an aftermarket and were sold in a lot of the import auto stores and import catalogs back in the day. And so they got into the American cars, and it's just a cool-looking mat. It serves the purpose of hiding the dirt. And it kind of gives you nostalgia. We've had guys call in and say, Jeff, it makes me feel so good because I'll go and sit in my car, and this reminds me of when I was a kid, you know, when I had my old cocoa mats in my car. So some nice stories in that regard.
Well, Jeff, how hard are they to make? Obviously, you have to get some raw material for somewhere. Kind of walk us through what's the process to make these cocoa mats?
Sure, and that's what I was telling you earlier about getting this package in the mail. I was actually in the shirt business, importing shirts, and I got this from DHL, switched it. I got a cocoa fiber, and my shirt went to England. But it's a woven mat, and they're made in India, and they used to make them in Germany, but it got so expensive that they can't weave anymore over there. So they moved the facilities down to India, which is where the coconuts come from. And it comes from the husk of a coconut, and they put it in the lagoon for about a year, so salt water and fresh water, and they beat it, get into these fibers, and they spin it in the yarn by hand. They still use hand looms, and depending on the different colors that they're using, they weave them out.
You're doing the end manufacturing process at this facility just south of Charlotte, but where do you actually get this stuff from?
Okay, we get containers in from India, and it comes in rolls. So they weave it on their looms over there. They bring it in rolls. And then we get our rubber bottom, which has nibs on them. So because the old days, they didn't have a backing. We put a rubber bottom on there because the new cars, you want to make sure they don't slide around and get caught in the accelerator pedal. So we get the rubber mats sheeting comes from Thailand. So we bring in containers into our facility, unload them, and we stack them all up there. We have about, I think there's 20-some colors of the cocoa fibers, and we have other materials as well. But it's all woven, hand-woven in India.
Now, and this is kind of a wrap-up question. We'll allow you to plug your website, of course, but are you surprised that this business has picked up the way it has? And obviously, it started very small, and you've moved around a little bit, and now you're settled in around just south of Charlotte. So are you surprised at how big the business got?
I guess so. As you know, running a business, it just drains you. It takes everything. If you love something, which is we do love what we're doing, we've got a really nice product, and we always try to make it the best that we can. So it it kind of drains you. But I hate to say we've earned it, but we try to just take care of the people. We try to come up with new innovations, and people like what the product is. It's just a really nice, you go in a car and you look inside. We've had guys that have called us, you know, a nice brand new Mercedes and say, nobody even looks at my car. They want to know where I got my meds, because they're good looking. They're nostalgic. They're retro. They have that feeling of, it's just as nice. And they work. It's not just a rubber mat now that you can look in the car and you get dirt on it and it just doesn't look very nice. Ours always will look nice in there. So
my understanding,
I'm not surprised at that. It's just hard work.
My understanding is that you can make one for every car from vintage to modern day. And I'm going to indulge myself. I have an associate here at the station who drives a 64 Studebaker truck. Do you make mats for Studebakers?
Sure. We've got a bunch of patterns for Studebaker. We had a dentist actually in Southern California that had a big collection of Studebakers. So we didn't have the patterns. And that's, in fact, a funny story. When I first started it, I thought, man, this is going to be great. I loved everything about it. And then I realized after we started that we didn't have any patterns. So then we had to start getting out. We had to send paper to people. We'd have to go to the dealerships and trace mats. And so it was a – but Studebaker's, yeah, we probably have that pattern for his car.
I'll pass that along. Wrapping this up, if anybody wants to learn more about Coco Mats or what you do or how they can maybe get one for their car, how do they do it?
It's really simple. It's just cocomats.com, cocomats.com. And there's lots of information there. We have a lot of history about how they came about and all that. And you couldn't, go into here, but a lot of good stuff on there.
All right. We've been visiting with Jeff Allwine. The product is Coco Mats, available at cocomats.com. And we thank you for taking time.